4 Simon Shin Samach Beis. There's one more Mishabur. There's one more Dishabur. Who doesn't have a Dishabur? There's one more here. Page Simon Shin Samach Beis. Seif Ches, the bottom of the page. And in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, it's page 434. Seif Ches, the last line of the page. Okay, so the halacha is, so the last thing we learned last week was all about page 434. Last week we learned about the human mechitzas. Right, that was the last topic, so we concluded that topic. Now we go to an entirely different topic. We're discussing first. Okay, we're going to go in steps. We're discussing first a courtyard. A courtyard has four walls, and in the four walls there are many breaches. We learned many times a breach in a wall is not an issue as long as it's less than 10 amos. Anything up to 10 amos can be considered a Pesach. Now, even before we begin, I just want to throw out an idea. Many of us, you've gone to places, especially in the country, out of New York, where you're in a little settlement, if you want to call it, and there's an Erev, right? There's an Erev around the entire area. There are no walls. The entire Erev, from beginning to end, especially many camps in the Catskills, is nothing more than a series of Tzuras HaPesachs. You have two posts, and you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you have a post here and a post here, and on top, there is a string, there is another, there is a korah, which we'll see in detail all the laws of how to construct a Tzuras HaPesach. And the entire area is surrounded by groups of posts and beams or strings on top of a Tzuras HaPesach. No walls. Now, a Tzuras HaPesach is nothing more than really a halachic doorway. I don't know, it's a very weak type of wall. You would suggest, and it's even worse than the mechitza gerua that we discussed in the previous siman, where you have twigs stuck into the ground at a distance of less than 3 tefachim between one another. That was called the mechitza gerua, a very weak type of wall which has limitations. They cannot be larger than a beis hasayim if only one person is making use of that mechitza gerua. You would right away say that having what we have today, the Erev, the modern day Erev, we have poles and a string on top is even worse than the mechitza gerua, and indeed it is. And I mean, but there are many leniencies. So just imagine now a small area. Okay, you have a small area, four walls, four poles, 1, 2, 3, 4, and a string on all four poles. Is that a kosher Erev? So the Pashus is yes. Today in our times, we're very lenient, and you can make an Erev like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, put a string on top, and you're in business. We're going to see now that it's not so simple. Because there's something called, you must have when you have four walls, the majority of the wall has to be solid material. And a minority of the wall can be open. When you have a section of the minority of the wall that's open, that's less than 10 amos, it's considered a Pesach, an entranceway. You really technically do not need to make any, you don't need to do anything. It's an entranceway. Where the entranceway is larger than 10 amos, the opening is larger than 10 amos, it no longer can be considered halach an entranceway, and it needs to be fixed. How do you fix it? Then you construct it Tzuras HaPesach. So we're going to learn here the Shulchan Aruch along with the understanding of even before we get to Tzuras HaPesach, before we get to the Tikkun, the Tzuras HaPesach is a rectification for an area that does not have, that has an opening that's larger than 10 amos. Before we get to what we're so brainwashed in understanding, you just make a Tzuras HaPesach and you're finished, let's discuss the basic, the raw courtyard. A courtyard that has no rectification has four walls. But how many walls do you really need? How much of each wall do you really need? Because you are allowed to have breaches that are up to 10 amos. So if you have a courtyard that is 11 amos wide by 11 amos long, and you have 10 amos opening here, and a 10 amos opening every one of the four sides of a 10 amos opening, and all you basically have are four little posts in the corner, which are 1 amos wide, is that really a kosher reshus hayachid min haTorah? To have a teeny, you see what I'm saying? We make a courtyard, we take the rule to the extreme. An opening that's less than 10 amos is called a Pesach. So we'll start off with, let's say, 12. We have, let's say, 13. We have a Let's do 12. We have an area that's 12 amos long by 12 amos wide, and we're going to put in the on the corners two amos on each side. So
it
will be
bridge,
what? Two amos. So that's already, it's four amos. So what are we left with?
Eight.
We have eight in the center, and we have two amos here, two amos here, two amos here, two amos here, two amos here. So all we're constructing basically are four corners, and each corner has a two amo width going in one direction and a two amo width in the other direction. Is that a kosher rishus sayachit? Area is 12 by 12. We construct four corners. Each corner has a width on each side of two amos. So you have a wall of two and two on each side, and the center is eight. Is that a kosher rishus sayachit? The answer is no. The reason why that's not a kosher rishus sayachit is because, even though it's true, technically you have four corners and you have breaches that are less than 10 amos, which is only 8 amos, it's not 10 amos, it's an opening, you're missing another critical condition. The breach is larger than the solid material. In order for you to consider an area a reshus hayachid, you must have the solid material larger, meruba, than the piritsa, the breach. After you have fulfilled that condition, if you also have breaches, then the breach can be up to a width of 10 amos. It can be considered a Pesach. But if the breach is larger than the solid material, you don't even have a Rishus Sayachit. Now, can you rectify that situation? The example I've given you, where you have an area that's 12 by 12, and you create four corners, and you have a breach of 8 amos in each one of the four walls, you can rectify it, at least a halacha l'maisa, we'll see, by creating a tzuras ha-pesach in each one of those breaches. Even though it's 8 amos, and 8 amos would be considered a pesach, not in this instance. Because in this instance, the piritsa, the breach, is larger than the omeid, so here you would need a rectification. The rectification would be what we call an erev, two posts with a kor on top, a string on top. Now, to make things,
it's only if the breach is less than 10. If you have more than 10, you cannot use suicide.
More than 10 in all situations, you also can rectify the breach with a suicide Pesach.
Even so, it's 10.
Even more than 10.
So you have one on one on each side?
Correct. Well, yes. I mean, halacha l'maisa, we're lenient to do that. We do that. You don't even need the corners then. Once you have four tzuras ha-pesach, you're in business as well.
According, so you could have the whole thing?
Exactly. We have to have a tzuras ha-pesach.
Yeah,
you can just put four corners. What we do today, you go to a bungalow, go out to all the camps, right? Every single camp. They don't have walls around. There's no camp that has Oymed Merubah. They don't have this in camps and Catskills. So the entire camp is surrounded with the Tzuras HaPesach. That's a very big leniency. We'll see, that's not a good. The Ram holds, you can't do that. That's Asa. You're not allowed to do that. We're lenient. I'll show you all the different leniencies. But here, we're starting with the basic halach of what creates a Rishus Hayachid before we come to rectify the problem. Let's discuss the fundamentals. So here we go. Sifches, parutz, meruba, alam. And if we have a courtyard, walls, there's no rectification. Dealing with the fundamentals, a wall, four walls, and in the four walls, the breach, the area that is breached, is merube, is larger, alam, than the solid material. You just skip the page, we're going to go through some of the picture in a moment. Also, it's not called a Rishus Sayachit. It's called either, it's bottle to wood, it's a caramelist, whatever it is, but it's not a Rishus Sayachit. You're not allowed to carry in this area more than Dalet Amos. Ele'im Kain, unless, kol piritza mehem pechusa mishloisha tvachim. Unless, of course, each breach is less than three tvachim, then we say lavud. Then halachically, it's like the mechitza grew we had in the previous simanim. If the breach in between each chunk of wall is a gap of less than three tefachim, lavud, then we view it to be all one solid material, and there you're in business. Okay, now let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and let's see, we're going to read some of the information they have on the left side. Go back to page 434. Okay, let's just start a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah. Seif katan mem hei, on the bottom, merubeh. So here we have something very interesting. It shows something very interesting. They don't do this in the other Mishnah Berurahs. Let's read what we have, and I'll show you the note on the bottom. Afilu shtei mechitzos shlemos V'gama dofen shebo halechi or atzur sa pesach asuya kedin uva machitza hashlishes hoya haporitz merube nechshav osa machitza kmandalese. The Mishnah Berurah here said a mouthful, and on the side of the dershu we're going to read, he elaborates what the Mishnah Berurah, the Chiddush, is saying. Basically saying, the rule of oimed merube, that you must have more solid material than breach, is on a wall-by-wall basis. You do not combine the wall, in other words, you can't, do not allow another wall to make up, to compensate for the missing wall on another side. Every single one of the four walls must have oimed merube. That doesn't mean every single one of the four walls. The truth is you only need three of the four walls. Because in a chotzer, you're allowed to have three walls, and the fourth wall can be rectified in a very lenient fashion. But where you need a wall, the complete wall, every wall is separate. Now let's see right away on the side where it says number 20. 20 on the left side. Nechshav oisa mechitza kamandalese, 20, uleinin hanidoim ho'im mitstarf, so he's really coming to, according to our discussion, ho'im mitstarfim ho'im mei aparit shebuchol hekif ha-mechitzos, do we combine, do we allow another wall to compensate for the missing solid material on a different wall? So this is a big machloikes sapaiskim. So first of all, he presents das ha'orcha shulchan, sheheim mitzdarf, and we can be lenient. Bein lenient oimim meruba, bein lenient parutz meruba. We do combine. We take the entire perimeter. We take the perimeter of the entire area, and we count. We calculate how much area is oimed, how much is parutz. If it's more oimed than parutz, you're in business. If it's less, you have a problem. And we're going to see the pictures in a few moments. But he does have one limitation. You must at least have a small amount of wall on each one of the four sides, even though the Aruch HaShulchan is very lean and does allow for compensation, but each one of the four walls must have at least something. We'll see the picture. So far we have two opinions that are very lenient. On the other hand, who's machmir das hachazonish? He's machmir. You cannot compensate from another wall. That's exactly what we just read in this one line. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that every single wall must have more solid than breach. So he's pointing out what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. He's taking sides with the Chazon Ish, who will come later on, of course, and he's arguing against his contemporary Aruch HaShulchan and against the Merkabah HaMishnah. It's like, you know, the Lav today, a lot of the Mishnah Berurahs they have on the bottom what is Shulchan Aruch HaRav, where he's Cholek, and where the Chazon Ish is Cholek on the Mishnah Berurah, and where the Aruch HaShulchan is Cholek on the Mishnah Berurah, and in the Aruch HaShulchan itself, the new version of the Aruch HaShulchan that's printed, published by the Oiz V'Hod, they have on the bottom where the Mishnah Berurah is Cholek. So here is a very nice example of where you have a Machlekes, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, and the Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel. Derech Klal, there are many significant disagreements between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, and Ruba de Ruba, the Aruch HaShulchan is always lenient, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir. Ella. But according to the Chazon Ish, Mishnah Berurah, Elah Shach Sheyomid Merubah on every single one of the Mechitzos, Hashlishes, Bifnei Atzma, V'chimash, V'medu Avel El, V'sharat Tzion Sham. The Mishnah Berurah says consistently all over Mishnah Berurah Chelek Daled, he is consistent in requiring there to be Oimid Merubah on all four sides. There is no such thing as compensation. And now we're going to give two examples, just two pictures. Let's continue. You'll see here to illustrate. We have nafkamin between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Here we go. Case Aleph. So here we have the situation where it's 21. You see the picture. It's 20 long and it's 10 amos wide. The geder, the godar legarmi eshtei haruchos, and there's a breach. Eshtei haruchos she'orchon chaf. The God means there's a wall along the length. If you see in this picture on the two on the left and the right, the wall is complete. It's 20 amos complete. The small, the width, the two walls that are 10 amos wide, Godar dalid amos b'chol ruach kizeh shenimsa shebehekif haklali ha'imed meruba uveruchol shel hayud haparitz meruba. Sheledas sarach hashulchan nidun ka'imed meruba. It's okay umoter uledas hachazanish nidun kaparitz meruba v'aser. Now, in other words, let's count the perimeter of this picture. The perimeter is 60, correct? The left is 20. The right is 20. 20, 20 is 40. The width on the top is 10, and the width on the bottom is 10. Another 20. It's 20, 40, 60. The perimeter is 60 amos. What is the majority of 60? 31. If we look at this picture, how much of the wall is enclosed? 20, 40, 48. 48 is larger than 31. We're in business, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. But look, there are two walls. On the two walls, the majority of the wall that's 10 is parutz merubeh. The breach is larger than the solid material. Two walls, not one wall. This is bad news. This is on two walls. So in this situation, see here we don't apply the rule of the 10 amma breach. The only time we apply the rule of the 10 amma breach, up to 10 ammas is considered a Pesach, have a nice day, is only where we already have oimed meruba, the majority of the wall is closed, then if you have a breach up to 10 amos, it can be considered a Pesach. But where the entire wall, the majority is parutz, it's broken, then we don't apply the 10 amma rule. You need to rectify the part of the wall that is open. However, here we have a leniency in that we can take the length from the left and the right, being they are completely closed, and we can use that solid material to compensate for what's missing in the width, the top and the bottom. So again, we have over here the perimeter is 60, and the breach is the perimeter is 60, and the part that's made is 38. It's 48. More than enough. But on two sides of the wall, the breach is larger than the solid material. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's okay. This is called a Rishus HaYochid Erais. According to the Mishnah Berurah, and according to the Chazon Ish, it's no good. This is awesome. You're not allowed to carry here more than Dalet Amos, because when we learn the rule, the requirement of Oymeid Merubeh, we follow that rule on a wall-by-wall basis. You don't look at the entire perimeter. We look at each wall individually, and therefore in this situation we don't have that, and therefore it's no good. Let's go to another example. Base. One more example. Base. The makom she'arkoi chaf amma v'rech ba yud amos canal, same dimensions. The godar yud alif amos be'achas seruchos, and you have enclosed 11 amos yud alif amos be'achas seruchos she'arkoi chaf. So we see here on the left side, there are 11 amos of wall. There are 10 amos. So in that wall, we have oimeid meruba. So that wall is good. That's a good wall. And let's look at the picture. Let's look at the picture. So before we go, in the picture, we have each one of these walls is oimeid, three walls, and each one of the walls is oimeid meruba. The left wall is 11 verse 9. The wall on the top and the bottom is 6 verse 4. So each one of the walls we have, oimeid merubeh. But we count the perimeter. What's the perimeter? The perimeter would have been 60. And what do we have here? We have 11. We have the perimeter here is 23. 37. So we have 20. What do we have? 23. We need 31. And how much do we have here? 23. So in this situation, we have the other way around. We have oimeid meruba on three walls. And I really lied to you a little. I lied to you. Even according to the Mishnah Berurah, so the Mishnah Berurah said it. Even according to the Mishnah Berurah, and according to the Chazon Ish, you don't need to have oimeid meruba on all four walls. You only need to have a most of four walls, three walls. In order to create a Rishus HaYachid, at least for our purposes, you need to have three real walls, and the fourth wall we can fix up. We can polish up the fourth wall. But you need to have at least three halachic walls. So the fourth wall is going to be okay because we have a lechi. You see those corners? Those corners serve as a lechi. We can take care of the fourth wall. But still, even though we can take care of the fourth wall halachically, but when we count the entire perimeter, as far as the law of oimed meruba, we don't have. In this situation, the perimeter is 60, and the amount of the wall that is closed is 23. 23 is 8 short of a majority of 31. But yet, each one of the main walls is indeed oimed meruba. So here it's a nafkamina the other way around. According to the Mishnah Brura, this is good, because we have oimed meruba, unbelievable. And according to the Aruch HaShulchan that says that we combine all the walls together, it's no good, because we don't have a majority. So what in one situation, halacha, in one situation is a leniency, turns into a stringency in the other halacha. So you're playing with both sides. It's a very interesting concept of the law of oimed meruba. You think, you know, you hear the word oimed meruba, you learn halachas, everything, oh, that's a chumrah. Stay away from the machmirim. You can have an erev already. You're going to take all the leniencies. So when they start telling you, you start hearing, because they do that, they try, even the flappish. In the metropolitan, it's interesting. See, you make an erev in the bungalow colony, you're in a lot of trouble. Make an erev in a metropolitan area, in New York City, in flappish, you do have oimed meruba. Is it because of all the houses where on the city limits, when you're making the Erev, the amount of space of structures is more than the street space. So you have a leniency. So if you're going to hold that it's not called a Rishus Ram Deraisa, and you're able to make it into, and you're able to make an Erev in such a situation, you're in better shape. You're one step ahead of making an Erev in a metropolitan area than you are in making an Erev in your bungalow colony. It's a fascinating idea. Okay, people are very against making Erev in a metropolitan area because they hold there too many problems, and it's a rishus on the rice and this and this and this. But when they go to the bungalow, oh, there's no problem whatsoever. Really? There's no problem whatsoever? In your bungalow colony, there's no, I mean, meruba. There is just, you're just making poles. In the city, in Flatbush, you have, I think, I don't know the details, but I think they do work it out where they do have oimed meruba. But oimed meruba, right away, you hear those words, you get scared. Oh, this is a chumrah. These are from the machmirim. No, it's not necessarily a chumrah. Oimed meruba, as you see in this illustration, is a cool, it's a very great leniency. Each wall, I mean, it depends how you learn oimed meruba. Learn oimed meruba, like in this case, is a very big leniency. Even though the perimeter is deaf, it's only 23, it's still, you have your three main walls, and we look at each wall individually. We don't look at all of them together. We look at each one as a wall-by-wall basis. Each wall itself is the majority, is oimed meruba, so you're okay. This is what comes out according to this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah here is machmir. This is a side point, okay, that in this Mishnah Berurah, it points out that the Mishnah Berurah, he made changes. I'm not aware how common this is. On the very bottom of this Mishnah Berurah, it says, the Nusach Tufus Rishon, the first edition of the Mishnah Berurah, he wrote, Afilim Shalosh Mechitzos Hoyu Shleimos, Mechitzos Revis Hoya Paritz Merube. Then he changed it. In the second edition, it was changed to two. Because you don't really need the fourth wall, like an illustration, because when you come to a chatzer, you only really need three walls. The fourth wall, you can rectify with a lechi. That we'll learn later on how to rectify the fourth wall, but he changed it from a more general description to a more precise, halachically precise description. It was a change in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not aware how many other changes were made in later editions of the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, today it's unheard of. They can have you publish a set. I mean, there are a million mistakes. And we all know that. Even the front page of the New York Times, sometimes there are spelling mistakes. There are typos. So alachas kavakami. People put a safe in mistakes, but you don't really hear about these type of mistakes in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, he went through with such clarity. People say it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, that's how they talk. About 2 years ago was the 100th anniversary since the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, and there were so many write-ups about how the Mishnah Berurah did it, and he didn't do the entire thing. His son-in-law did part of it, his children, he had people that helped him, but there were changes. The new Mishnah Berurahs that I have don't have this note on the bottom that there was is a change between the first edition and the later edition. Okay, it's not like so much. It's just an interesting point, a trivia. Yeah.
See that in the Igros Moshe.
Changes?
Sure. In terms of the later editions.
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis who wrote it.
Who wrote the changes? Who put in the changes?
Or put the whole thing That's, in the last edition. Also, the first edition of Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasot was also changed in later editions.
Interesting. Okay, so this is the basic halach. Let's go further. Okay, up to the second line, the second to last line on the page. Va'afilu kineged ha'omed nechshav kiparitz, and even what is near the omed is considered to be parts. If the majority of the wall is breached, then we view the wall to be breached. Okay, v'nim sashen lo yabachsach kolkim shosh mechitzos. Okay, last line. Avol kishamim merubem meimut. Period. V'yeish omrim. Okay, here's saying the lenient. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting the lenient opinion. So the Mishnah Berurah really presents In other words, he's just presenting the other opinion. He's presenting the lean, he's presenting both sides. He's saying what he holds, and he's presenting really what the Aruch HaShulchan, he never mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan by name, of course, but he's presenting that the other opinion that we do indeed combine the breach on all four sides to add up, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechama. Okay, let's go further in the Mechaber. Let's go now to the next simon, sif test on the top of the page. Parutz ka'imek. This is simon halacha. When we said that you have to have a majority, the Mechaber points out, lav dafka, you don't need a majority, even 50-50. If you make a calculation, let's say you want to take the more chamadik opinion, and every single wall you have to have at least, every single wall is independent, you don't have to have actually a majority of solid material, it's enough to be 50-50. Parutz ka'imek mutter. Bain bishasi bain b'erev, whether it's shasi or erev, or vat shalo yehei b'mokam echad parutz yosem yeser. Once you have, it's 50-50, it's okay, but don't have a breach more than 10 amos. Avol ad eser amos mutim b'nei shehi kepesach. So, but once you have a wall, and the wall is, the solid material of the wall is more than the breach, it's okay, provided the breach is not more than 10 amos. More than 10 amos can no longer be viewed as a halachic entranceway. It's viewed as a breach and must be rectified. Okay, now let's see over here, task. This is okay, wrong. Okay, let's try to run through this now. This is a very important halacha. Illustrated in Mishnah Berurah, it's written, it explains a very, very important principle which is going to be applied in many ways later in this siman. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Nun. Okay, we'll jump to Nun. We'll try to go through this in Shabura. Sifkat Nun. Bein Ba'erif. Whether the solid material is more in along the horizontally. What does that mean, horizontally? Explains. Da. Know the following. I love that expression in the Mishnah. It's da. You shall be aware. You shall know that this is the fact. You know what he said? He said this with regard to the last week's parasha. Parasha Zohar. The Yulain the Pasuk twice, the word twice. Timcha Zecher Amalek, Zecher Amalek. So just curious, what do they all do in all your shuls? What do? They do it twice?
Twice.
Yeah, they did it twice, Zecher and Zecher?
They repeated
the whole Pasuk? Yeah, or just the expression? The whole Pasuk. Okay, different than Hagia, fine. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Da, you should know that we have lost the Messiah. We do not know if it's Zecher or Zecher. We do not know. He says, this is the way it is, you shall know.
Yeah.
You should know that there are many people today that feel not like this. They feel that we do know what it is. They have have a tradition from the Aleppo Codex that it's Zecher. There are articles. I know who wrote the article. Jordan, Dr. Jordan Penkower. I met him once. I know his brother, Dr. Monty Penkower. So this is one of his big things that he has. He has a beautiful article about the Aleppo Codex. So it's, I don't know, the Chavetz Chaim obviously did not have access to the Aleppo Codex. And if he did have access, I don't know, it's not what he would say. It could be that he did not We're not necessarily, there are many, there are questions, it's very controversial, whatever, there are different issues. But he says that same expression, da, you shall know, that we do not know if it's zecher or zecher, and therefore we have no choice but to repeat the word. It doesn't say the pasuk, that it should be repeated twice, and there are different volumes. Some repeat the word, some repeat the pasuk, fine. But here he says, da, you shall know. First, a very important rule. This is the yisodos for the laws of mechitzos. If you have a wall, and you have a wall of, let's say, string, you have a breach on the bottom of the wall, you may not have a breach of three tefachim on the bottom of the wall. If you have a wall that's 10 tefachim, okay? Let's say here's a wall that's 10 tefachim. Make sure the height of this is 10 tefachim. That's a real wall. Let's say you have a wall that's only 7 tefachim. Wonderful. It's oimed meruba, the majority of the height, just like we have this concept, that the majority has to be solid material along the width of the wall, the chassis, along going along the horizontal, I mean going along the width and length of the wall. You could say the same principle along the height of the wall. If you have a wall that's 10, supposed to be 10 tefachim tall, and only 7 tefachim is closed, l'chayru, it's good because 7 tefachim is the majority. Not so fast. If the part that is solid is the top 7 tefachim, but you have a breach of 3 tefachim on the bottom, it's no good. Why not? Because that's not called a wall. A wall that has a breach of 3 tefachim on the bottom, an animal, a gedi, a little animal can enter, that's not called a partition. So the principle of oimen mubi does not apply where the part that's solid is the upper 7 tefachim. So oshay lamala b'asar tefachim shleinim. So that's not that. Oh, shahoyo lamala asar tefachim shleinim. It's less small line. Why not? So that is a very important principle. The ase aver shel chlal shloisha tefachim shetachas apas, the aver shel lamala min apas ar l'roki umavat leilei le'apas sheba'emsa. This is how it goes. Let's say we have a situation where we have oimed meruba. We have a wall 7 tefachim. Okay, what more can you want? 7 of the 10 tefachim is closed. We have on the bottom. The bottom, we have 6, right? So 6, there's no 3 tefachim on the bottom. The bottom is closed, so no little animals are getting through. It's a real mechitza. Goes up to 6. Then we have a gap of 3. 3, so now we're up to 9. And then we have one little strip of 1 tefach. What could be? Sounds good to me, right? It's 10 tefachim, 6, and 1 on the very, very top, and the majority of the wall is sealed. It's there. It's solid material. So what could be? Fascinating. It's no good, because this 1 is batel. Why is it batel? Because you have to take into consideration what's above the 1. Above the 1 is airspace, infinite amount of airspace. Below the 1 is 3 tefachim. 3 plus infinite is mevatel 1. And I'll give you another, you'll see another example in a moment. So although everything seems good, 6, 1 equals 7, it's oimed meruba, that 1 doesn't exist because it's batel. Loi mahani av shoymed meruba laparitz or why the osi avir, it's the second white line, which the osi avir shall chalosh shleisha tefachim shetachas apas, the three tefachim of airspace beneath the pass, the avir shall malam in a pass alu raki until heaven mevat lelei leapas shebo emsa. So you don't really have a height of 10 tefachim. You don't have 10 tefachim. All you have is a wall of 6 tefachim. That's not called a wall. You need a wall of 10 tefachim. V'chein, another example. Now here's a beautiful example, really illustrates this principle. Okay, the bottom you have 3. That's critical. The bottom 3 is critical in order to prevent little creatures from getting in order that it should be called a wall. A wall has to be called a wall, has to prevent access. So the bottom is, okay, that's good. On the very top you have 3. 3 and 3 on the very top. So you have the bottom and you have the top. Top of 10, you have a wall. 3 plus 3 is 6. 6 is the majority of 10. If you look at this, I would say this is good. This is a kosher wall. There's a space in the middle four. But it's in the Sach HaKol, in total it's 10. Because you have the height is 10, three on the bottom, three on the top, which comes to a height of 10, and the center you have 4. Okay, there's 4 in the center, but when we count the 3 on the top and 3 on the bottom, the majority is 6. Even though, why not? The Ose Avira de Lamala, the Avira Arboha Tvachim Sheba Emsa, in the middle is 4 Tvachim. 4 of empty space. 4 Tvachim of empty space is larger than 3 Tvachim of solid material, and especially when you combine that with the infinite amount of space on top, it's going to be Mevatel, the height of 3 Tvachim.
It's different from the previous example that you gave with the single Tvachim.
The Chiddush is, even though it's 3, see, it's easy to knock out a 1. It's a lightweight. When you have a pass, when you have 6 and 3 and 1, so then it's 3 going against 1, plus the Avir Alarikia. So 1 is nothing. But here I have 3. 3 is Choshev. If it's Choshev, maybe already you can't knock out the 3 so quickly. If the majority beneath is 4, you have 4, that will knock out the 3. One more case. Almost finished. Aval. When it will be good, Aval Imos, Lamala Abot Tvachim. But let's say you make on top 4. And then, Uvatachti says Shlosh Tvachim. So you have a total of 7. The bottom you have 3. Top you have 4. What do you have in the middle? 3. Then the 3 in the middle will not be Mavatel, the 4 on top. In the bottom you have 3, the top you have 4, in the middle there's 3 tvachim of empty space. 3 tvachim of empty space cannot combine with the avir alirakia to mevatel a pass of 4. If you want to mevatel a pass of 4, you must at least be 4 or 5. You can't, 3 cannot go up against a solid area of 4. Since the 4, the pass, the sport of 4 tvachim in height is larger than the 3 tvachim of airspace beneath it, however, the airspace bottle ligabe, the airspace bottle the pass above it. The sosim kum damya. Vine bezet sir shet siyarnu. Haimed muba la parwitz uparwitz kaimed. Le mishkacha slobe erev. Okay, that's it. Goes on to something else, which we'll leave that part. So this concludes if tests. Okay.